Wednesday, August 14th, 2019, and we are calling the public hearing to order for the Planning Development Extension Education Committee. If the committee members would like to introduce themselves and also the staff, start with April.
April Webb, Planning Office.
Oh, sorry. Mark Nordigan, I'm just reading.
Wake up.
County Supervisor, District 21.
Zach Rodriguez, County Board, District 8.
Andy Bueller of Kenosha County Planning and Development.
John Poole, County Board Supervisor, District 20. Seth Rosen, Youth and Governance.
And I'm Erin Decker, County Board Supervisor, District 22, and Chair of the Committee. So we will start with item number 5 on the agenda.
And with that, we'll just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, with that, we'll just show that we have proof of publication of the agenda, which was published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was published on August 1st, 2019, and August 6th, 2019.
Thank you.
With that, we can move ahead with item number 5. Well, item 5, 6, and 7 are all regarding the same property. Item 5 is Bruce H. Ford III and Barbara K. Ford, 5626 172nd Avenue, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104-9749, owner. We Energy's attention, William Berkey, 333 West Everett Street, A252, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203, agent. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection and secondary environmental corridor to farmland protection, secondary environmental corridor, and rural density residential on tax parcel number 454-221-333-0400, located in the town of Paris. With this, we will show the map on the screen. So you can see the property is outlined in purple here, and then the areas that are to remain farmland protection here and here, and this box to the northeast is farmland protection to rural density residential. And just to make complete the story, that is because of the fact that there is a related rezone and certified survey map to divide off the 5 acres, and we'll bring that up on the screen for everyone to be able to see, hopefully. And I guess while we're waiting for the spinning to stop, if we can have a representative from We Energies to come up, and we'll ask for you to state your name and address, and just to go through, you can cover all aspects of all three items, and we'll have to take them individually, but you can cover them because they're all related. And so again, here on the screen, we can see the certified survey map that's going to split off this northeast corner containing the structures.
Hi, I'm Bill Berkey.
Just press that button, and everyone will need to talk very closely to the mic so it picks up.
You can move the mics, too.
Yep.
I am Bill Berkey with We Energy. I'm in the real estate department there. With me is Allison Ketchinoble and Joel Brisky in the environmental section. So, what we're requesting today is a comprehensive plan amendment and rezone and CSM as it relates to the Ford property in the town of Paris. As you can see up here, I guess we'll do just a real quick overview of what we're proposing. The Fords are going to retain that portion up in the northeast corner of the property, as you can see, where their residence sits today. And We Energy's plan is to purchase the remaining portion of the property, which will remain zoned, as Andy stated, as it sits today. This is kind of all for the purpose of our water quality trading project, and I'll kind of let Allison and Joel expand on that a little bit.
So I'm Allison Ketchinoble, as Bill mentioned, and I'm an environmental engineer for We Energies. And the water quality trading, the whole goal of it is to make a water quality improvement to the Des Plaines River, which is the river that runs right through the property. It's kind of in the where the green areas. Thank you. And we're going to be taking the agricultural portion out of production and planting permanent vegetation there. A wetland-based species in the areas that are naturally wet, and upland, a prairie mix in the upland portions that are relatively dry. There'll be a transitional seed mix in between, basic prairie-based. The whole goal is then we will be eliminating the phosphorus fertilizer that's applied to the field. There'll be no more tilling, and so stormwater runoff will take potential phosphorus loading into the water body. By doing this, it will generate credits at the facility on an annual basis, and all of these will be modeled. And then it's kind of like a debit account of credits. And then we will use that to offset phosphorus wastewater discharges at our generating facility located in the town of Paris that's subject to a very strict phosphorus wastewater limit. So that's the whole intent of the project. That's what it's going to look like.
Anything else?
I'm Joel Riskew, also in the Energy's environmental department. More on the water sort of birds and sort of bugs sort of department. If you have any specific questions about what we're planning on doing out there with the vegetation restoration or anything related to that, I can certainly answer those questions. But Allison's synopsis kind of was generally what we're doing there.
Okay, thank you. Questions from the committee? Supervisor Rodriguez?
I just want to say that I spoke with Renee yesterday. We probably talked for about 20 minutes about what exactly you guys plan on doing. I think it sounds like a great idea. She mentioned, too, that if this ever turns into invasive species kind of taking over, you guys would explore doing controlled burns, things like that, to really make sure this stays the way it would be naturally. So I don't have any issues with this, and I do appreciate a company such as We Energies, a company of that size, taking the time to have somebody represent them, call the committee members, so we really have a thorough understanding of what's in front of us tonight. And so for those reasons, I'll be supporting all three of these things in front of us tonight.
Thank you, Supervisor Rodriguez. Supervisor Poole?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, living in Paddock Lake, I drive 60th Street numerous times going to Kenosha area, and in springtime that area is usually flooded, and I have always felt sorry for the farmer who already tried to put a crop in there and usually have it flooded out, so it's not like a good use for the property. And I will be supporting it.
Thank you, Supervisor. Will Supervisor Hardigan?
No.
Oh, okay. I guess I just have one question. How did you determine this was the property you wanted to use or?
Sure. So it was a kind of a collaborative process. We did have a consultant on board to kind of help us in figuring out what the solution could possibly be. And then we reached out to the town of Paris, and they actually recommended this particular property because Mr. and Mrs. Ford had brought it to their attention. They were interested in selling it. And it frankly felt like a good win-win solution since it does flood very often.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any questions? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against the petition? Seeing none from the town, Andy?
The town of Paris met on this item at their town board meeting on July 23rd, and a motion was made to approve, and it passed unanimously.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment by Supervisor Rodriguez, and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. This is a comp plan, so it requires a roll call vote. So, Seth, how do you vote?
Yes.
Supervisor Poole?
Aye.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
Supervisor Nordegan?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Motion passes. So agenda item number six. Andy?
Item number six is Bruce H. Ford III and Barbara K. Ford, 5626 172nd Avenue, Bristol, Wisconsin, 531049749. Owner, We Energies, Attention William Berkey, 333 West Everett Street, 8252. Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53203, agent requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District and R1 Rural Residential District on tax parcel number 454-221-3330-400, located in the town of Paris. So the map for this one will show on the screen, which will now be related to the previous property with the existing A1 and C1 remaining as is, and then this area going from A1 to R1, actually the map would end up being squared in regards to the CSM that we had shown on the screen previously.
Thank you, Andy. Do any of you have any additional comments or you want to say or anything? Okay. Andy, do you have anything to add?
I do not.
Okay. Does the committee have any questions or comments? Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
The town board met on this item on July 23rd. A motion was made to approve and passed unanimously.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any further questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Agenda item number 7. Yes, I do see it.
There it goes. Item number 7 is Bruce H. Ford III and Barbara K. Ford, owner, We Energies, agent, certified survey map. This is 5626 172nd Avenue, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104-9749. Owner, We Energies, attention, William Berkey, 333 West Everett Street, A252, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203. Agent, requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel number 454-221-3330-400, located in Paris. We visited this item before, and so they're looking at using the certified survey map, which is required by our land division ordinance, to split off the 5 acres that would coincide with the rezoning, which matches then with the comprehensive plan, which were both previously approved. And with this item, staff would recommend approval subject to the conditions.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Do you have any further comments or okay? Committee, any questions or comments? Seeing none, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Is there anything from the town on this, Andy?
We do. The town of Paris also met on this item on July 23rd. A motion was made to approve and that passed unanimously.
Move to approve.
With the conditions as stated?
Correct, yes.
Okay. I have a motion to approve with the conditions as stated by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time and your presentation.
I can't wait to see what it looks like when it's wrong. Agenda item number 8, approval of minutes.
Move the minutes. Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Minutes are approved. Citizen comment number 9. Any citizen comments? Any citizen comments? Seeing no citizen comments, so the citizen comments are closed. Agenda item number 10, any other business allowed by law? Andy?
Just to inform the committee that we will not be having a meeting for the planning portion next month, since no items have come in from the due date for the meeting in September. Do we know, April, as the decision with UW Extension, if they were going to move forward yet?
I talked to Bev and we'll not have a meeting.
Okay, so no meeting in September.
Okay, thank you very much. Anything else, Andy?
I do not have anything
okay.
else.
April, do you have anything?
No,
can I get a motion to adjourn?
Moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Poole. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed.
Who said it?